We think that the 2010 summit happening in New York is an exceptional opportunity to take stock of the international community's commitments on the Millennium Development Goals. And we believe very strongly that access to information and transparency are crucial to ensuring that the MDGs are achieved. So the point of the letter is really to strengthen the references to transparency and access to information within the outcome document. And that's why we've written to the two ambassadors.
You seem to be stressing the issue of poverty. Why so?
The issue of global poverty is a human rights issue. It concerns such economic, social, and cultural rights such as the right to food, the right to housing, the right to water. And as an international human rights organization working on a key civil and political rights, in other words, freedom of expression, we think that human rights are indivisible. So civil and political rights, such as freedom of expression, are essential to realizing economic, social, and cultural rights, such as the right to food. Now, the MDGs overlap very significantly with economic and social rights. And because we bring this human rights dimension and thinking to our work and the fora such as the summit, we think that we can promote economic and social rights through our rights, the enabling rights of free expression and the rights of access to information.
How does greater transparency, in your view, help achieve the Millennium Development Goals?
Access to information and transparency both help to promote the Millennium Development Goals because they promote better governance, better accountability of states who are seeking to achieve their MDG targets. Transparency and access to information policies also help to reduce corruption and facilitate citizen participation in development programs. So in terms of the desired outcomes that, you know, the international community of states and non-governmental actors, we really think that transparency and access to information is essential.
There have been a number of assessments of the Millennium Development Goals over the last year or so as we approach that target date. What's your view?
I would tend to agree with the perspective that some MDGs are closer to being achieved than others. But I think the failure to achieve the MDGs, you know, as a whole and individually so far is not because they are unreachable or because the time is too short, but it's really because of a lack of political will and commitment and, crucially, a lack of focus by international leaders and also accountability of the international leaders by the public to whom they are accountable. So transparency brings a political dimension, a sense of ownership of the MDGs to the individuals and groups and states who are most affected by systematic poverty in the world.
What would you consider a success at the September UN meeting?
From my organization's perspective, and this is something that we emphasize in the letter, there should be at least a clear and unequivocal commitment on the part of the international community to access to information and transparency as essential to the achievement of the MDGs. In the spirit of the Millennium Declaration, there should also be specific requirements for donor and recipient governments to provide timely, credible, and disaggregated information on public resources expended to achieve the MDGs. And another objective of my organization is to ensure that effective measures are taken to make sure that all information relating to aid is available and accessible.